He was talking about Las Vegas, Mr. Jones. Do you see the NFL ever stepping foot in Las Vegas as an everyday franchise?
You know, I think 2 or 3 months ago even, I might have said, I don't know. The Blue Bloods would never let it happen, and there's the gambling. But you start stepping back and thinking about it. You know, like you were saying earlier, the NFL wants the Cowboys to be good. It's good for business. It makes it, they're a nationally recognized brand. They are in the news, right? So when they're 12-4, it's a lot better than they're 4-12. I believe on some level, even though it's not the same thing, I think the Raiders, if they can reestablish some excitement, they're a story. They're still a national brand. I know they don't move the needle quite as much, but that's one factor. I think another factor is that you look at London, and the NFL clearly has planted a flag there. They've embraced London. We could even possibly see a team one day 10, 15 years from there. Gambling is legal there. So if we're talking about Vegas as somewhere we don't want to go in the NFL, we're worried about the gambling thing and blah, blah, blah. Look, I mean, it's legal in London, and they're adding games. They're not taking games away from there. So I think they're okay with that. The biggest thing for me is that the cash-poor nature of this franchise, Raiders don't have it. They're going to need help. They're going to need help from the Vegas commission there. They're going to have to get tax help, I think. You know, so the stadium issue is going to be the biggest thing. They're not playing at Sam Boyd Stadium. I'd love to figure that out. That's one that I don't know where they're going to be able to come up with a temporary stadium. So there's still some big leaps and bounds, but I will say this. Vegas is all in, I believe. The mayor seems behind it, and I think the Raiders are legitimate. I don't think they're trying to, like, you know, leverage Oakland. I think they've almost got one foot out the door now.